CBS News Brief. World leaders, including President Biden, are urging Israel not to retaliate after Iranian airstrikes over the weekend. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby on CBS Mornings.
There's no reason for this to escalate further. The president doesn't want a wider war in the region. Everything he's been doing since October 7th has been designed to prevent that. And of course, we're not looking for a war with Iran.
Jury selection begins today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. CBS's Robert Costa is in New York.
The first time a former president has ever faced a criminal trial, a trial that could have real political consequences.
Trump will have to be there every day. CBS News confirms the FBI has opened an investigation into whether the crew of the container ship that triggered the Baltimore Bridge collapse knew it was having systems problems before the disaster. Federal agents boarded the Dali this morning. The city has also announced a lawsuit. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin maker of firefighting foam has reached a $750 million settlement with public water systems with harmful PFAS chemicals in their drinking water. Tyco Fire Products use foam containing PFAS at its firefighting training facility in Marinette. 3M and DuPont have also recently settled PFAS lawsuits over polluted drinking water. U.S. House Republicans will have just a one-vote majority after Wisconsin's Mike Gallagher steps down Friday. Former Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Reed Ribble says he's not alarmed.
Let's face it, Congress really isn't doing anything, and they're not going to be doing anything. This last few months in session is going to be all messaging bills.
Ribble on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Alyssa Kay. Fire danger is high across Wisconsin. The Marshfield Fire and Rescue Department responded to a fire near Lincoln Elementary School yesterday morning. A recreational fire was left unattended, and the fire spread to garden sheds nearby on East 17th Street. When fire crews arrived, they found heavy fire and smoke from three separate sheds. They were able to put out the main body of the fire within the first 5 minutes. Two garden sheds were lost, and the fire also burned a neighbor's shed. There were no injuries. The DNR is asking people to avoid all outdoor burning because of the elevated fire danger across the state. Fire danger is very high across all of central Wisconsin. You may want to check the air quality before you head outside this month. Poor air quality can be irritating for those with allergies, asthma, and other respiratory conditions. You can visit airquality.wi.gov to check today's air conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Alyssa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of making noises when I'm trying to talk, Seth Hatbacker.
Good morning, everyone. Hitting the microphone. Great start. Great start to this Monday.
Especially qualified for that as a production.
And, of course, the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany. Good morning, Brett. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. You got me laughing already. Seth keeps making noises. It's fantastic.
That's the job. That's the job. We work really hard at
we
that.
We got to go with what we're good at. You know.
We thought, hey, Seth, I think a great way to start the show would just smash the microphone.
Smash your microphone.
Brittany, I wish you would have let me in on the joke. I'd have smashed mine, too.
Oh, next, you're tomorrow, Melissa. Since it's just you and I tomorrow, Melissa, you get to do that. Did you have a good weekend, Brittany?
Oh, my gosh, did I ever. It felt like summer out there, didn't it? How about you?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Got outside as much as I could. Yeah, it was beautiful out there.
Yeah, so that helped the stress levels, that brightened the moods, put smiles on people's faces. If you didn't soak up this weekend, you have today to do so. It's going to be sunny still. High temperatures are going to hit 70 degrees again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll take it.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. The only downfall is no burning. Watch where your cigarette butt goes.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be on fires. They were very, very high risk today with those winds starting to increase tonight, and it's going to be really, really windy tomorrow and wet. So that's good news. Hopefully this big rainfall, I mean, we're looking at 1 to 2 inches of widespread rain headed our way. This is mud boots, rain boots, umbrella kind of weather.
Yeah, all right. Galoshes.
But we need it, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know where you find galoshes even nowadays.
Fleet Farm.
Yeah.
That's probably true. Probably go to Menards, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. We appreciate you, Brittany.
Your weather and shopping.
Yeah. We're just going to actually, if you guys don't mind, let's just start over. Let's just start over. No, thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you.
Have a good one.
You too. Have a good one. She's the best in the business and the best at putting up with me. Yeah. She really is good at it.
Always leave them laughing.
Really good. We have a lot of show to get to today. We're going to have some fun with it. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Looking forward to diving into that with everybody. We'll also get into a couple of other things. It's tax day. Oh, God, no.
Wait a minute. It's today?
Yes.
I haven't had 3.5 months yet already.
There might be some people that are surprised by this.
I'm sure there are.
And I don't know how to feel bad for them. I really don't.
It's every year, you know, part of it, you know.
Yeah, but I'll be honest. I forgot a lot. It took me this. I've never gotten this close to the due date as I did this year. And I have no excuse. I not only talk about this stuff on the air, but our United Way has my free taxes.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
I've been promoting the heck out of that. I got no excuse. None. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. We'll also get into the percentage. Yeah, this is one just for us, you two. This is just for the three of us.
Oh, okay. All right.
30% of CEOs are thinking of shifting away from the 5-day work week.
Hey. Oh, okay.
When this finally happens, because I do believe it will finally happen, do we get to take credit? Do the three of us, do we get to
a little slice.
Just a little sliver of credit. Yeah.
Us and Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Melissa. Nice
hey, he's got a bigger platform than we do. Yeah. I'm telling you, you know.
In the 8 o'clock hour here, that'll take us through to the 9. And, of course, it will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with the Kitchens Open, our wonderful segment that Melissa has for us. We have a really important one, I think, today. To me, it is. I think it is. And I think that you out there are going to want to hear it. We're going to have some fun talking with that and to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. I have a little bit of entertainment news in that 9 o'clock as well. And I want to also continue the food talk a little bit, unintentionally.
Okay.
I can't say I planned that part.
But all right.
Four healthy foods that aren't as healthy as you might think, and the three healthiest and least healthy condiments. We're going to get into all of that in the 9 o'clock hour. Talk a little food in the 9 o'clock hour. Get into all that.
I can guess what's the healthiest, but I'll hold on to my guess.
Okay.
Looking forward to all of that. How was everybody's weekend? Melissa, how was your week?
Oh, it was beautiful. We got some outside stuff done and a lot of resting.
That's always good.
Mm-hmm. It was much needed.
Yeah, weekends are good for that.
Oh, that sounds really nice. It does. Yeah, it really is. Very cool. Very cool. How was yours, Seth?
It was good. The weather outside was delightful.
Yeah.
And my whole family spent, especially my kids, man, they were outside a lot this weekend, which is good. For us.
Yes. Yeah.
Makes them tired.
I was gonna say.
Keeps them out of the house, you know.
What can we do to get them to you know, just get some energy out? What is
exactly,
it?
Exactly, man.
I'm wondering if you know, most people when they get those exercise machines, especially the track, the running one, and then they have it for a couple of months and then it just sits in the it becomes a hanger.
Yeah, just put stuff on.
You hang things out of you, hang clothes out of that kind of thing. Have we been like marketing those wrong? Like in the winter months, should those be designed for children? Should they like just to work kids like to the
maybe find different ways to do it? Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, have you seen the ones that are like a big wheel that cats can run on? Yes. You need a big one of those for kids.
The old hamster wheel.
Wheel for kids. Yep.
If you think about like Peloton and all those bikes and everything, all you'd have to do is just a little redesigning, like make them like cars and
Or the wheel can be like a bubble.
Yeah,
just run in. Turn it like make it a video game on the screen instead of someone shouting at you. You know,
yes.
You know that instead.
Get some energy out.
Yeah.
I also feel like, though, if they did all those things, adults would want to play on them
they
more.
They would.
Adults would want to use them more.
See,
I have long advocated for workout video games.
You know?
I don't know who I have to keep telling to do it, to make these. They will sell. You will be rich.
I would play that. That would be awesome.
Very specific, yeah.
And some video game, at least, I don't know. I really never thought, I think the only time I ever got it wrong with a video game system, because I've thought every one of these, well, they're going to evolve, they're going to come out with another one. The Wii, I really thought was like, wow, and I wasn't a big Wii guy, I didn't enjoy it that much, but the popularity of it and the way people were able to enjoy moving around and everything, I thought, well, that's the future of gaming. Mm-hmm. Everything's going that direction. I was wrong.
No, it didn't actually work out.
I really did think that because people, in part also because there were so many, like, I remember after about a year or two hearing about retirement homes and places like that having Wii bowling and people were exercising and getting out of their chair more and everything. So I really thought, oh, well, this is going to go so far. And
right.
I don't know if even people play the Wii anymore.
Well, too many Wii controllers went through televisions or windows.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I actually think, Melissa, you'd have an easy sell on that, if anything, just the data from the Wii, and how many people were more active in using it.
But the problem is they did workout games.
True.
You don't need a workout game. You need Tomb Raider, where when you fight, you're doing a workout motion,
right.
But you're playing the game.
Mm-hmm. Completely
agree.
It's
not a workout game. You're not pedaling a bike down a trail.
Maybe VR will help us with that. You never know.
Maybe.
Just don't do it in your living room. Watch out, everybody.
Mark Zuckerberg is certainly hoping it will. The amount of money they're putting into that, whatever they call it.
The meta fail.
The meta fail.
Yeah.
They might as well just call it fail.
Yeah.
Just call it fail. Like, that's all it is.
Just call it ideas. F at this point. We're just going with one-lettered things now, so.
Yeah, really.
Right of F.
Last Friday, Terry and I were touching on this subject, and I had to bring it back for you guys and our audience, in part because I just think it's really interesting, and I love when this happens in society, where it's something we feel, we know, but we can't prove, and then science proves it for us.
Ooh.
New data shows that grocery shopping on an empty stomach costs you an extra $26 per trip on average.
Wow.
Is that all?
Wow, it seems like, yeah, right.
It costs me more than that.
From your personal experience, that may seem low when you're hungry. You go in thinking, I need to stick to my list, but you never do. 76% of people agree that they're more likely to spend more if they shop while hungry, and about 60% say that they're also likely to buy more unhealthy foods.
Mm-hmm.
The research also found that the average person makes 2 grocery runs per week with a budget of 162, although that's vague because they don't break down how they may be changed depending on the size of the household and all that.
Right.
I'm probably going to spend a lot more than Seth is going to spend. I'm just buying for myself. You are buying for 4. You know, that
kind of thing. Exactly.
So don't get into the details of that, but that's not the important part. The important part is that we were right. We were all right. Everybody has said.
Vindication.
Yes. Feel that joy. Take the win, everybody. Because your brain has always been telling you, oh, I shouldn't go to grocery shopping hungry. Mm-hmm. But we do it all the time. And a lot of the time, I think we kind of, I don't want to say beat ourselves up. That's a little too dramatic. But we kick ourselves for it, like, oh, it's silly. I can still go grocery shopping. It's not a big deal. $26 difference.
Well, and look at that. If the average is 162 a week. 26, that's not hay. I mean, that's a chunk of that.
Yeah.
So that's saying something. You know, I think of, you know, James, when I was single, and I would say, you know, for me, it's more like, wow, I'm hungry. I have to go to the grocery store because I have no food.
Yes.
So, so then it was like, oh, now you're really getting yourself into trouble.
I had a thing of Arm & Hammer and chocolate milk in my freezer for the refrigerator. That was it. That's pretty much for the longest. Wow. I think I had some waffles and some cheese fries. I'm pretty sure I had a thing of marinara somewhere, but no noodles.
Yeah. How old is that marinara?
You know what we beat ourselves up more, though, for?
Mm.
When we're home from the grocery store and it's late in the night, and you kick yourself for not buying the snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Because your healthy self went shopping.
Yes.
And your snacky self then wants
snacks. Man, I want something. Yeah. Give me something.
You're not kidding about that. I did that with some cookies like last week.
Oh, boy.
I still want. I still am kicking myself that I should have eaten. Or bought. I wonder if something like this, if we do take a little bit more time to think about this before going grocery shopping, if this could lead to less food waste. Leave it to me to take it to a serious place.
Of course.
But it is an issue, and it is something that we worry about, but we don't really put a whole lot of focus and time into as a society. We are getting – I think that – like a lot of things, we're getting better about this because we, as individuals, we've all heard stories of a restaurant that at the end of the night with their food, they give it to a homeless shelter.
Right.
Or a lot of grocery stores. For those that don't know, that produce you see out there, it ain't going to be out there tomorrow. Like 90% of that produce has to be either sold or, you know, just gotten rid of.
For freshness, yeah.
Right. And so much of it is for display. You know, they don't expect to sell like 80 things of cabbage. Mm-hmm. They just have those sitting out there. So a lot of grocery stores will donate those to food shelters. Mm-hmm. We're seeing more and more of these things happening. So it's really cool to see.
Yes.
But it's kind of a correcting of shooting ourselves in the foot sort of thing. Yeah. It's one of those. I wonder if this would lead to more of that on a personal basis. There's obviously the larger scale of this that, you know, I'm not sure how you tackle that. But any chance we can try to find ways to improve on this and stop wasting so much dang food seems like a good idea. Hasn't anybody seen Mad Max? I mean, the dystopian future.
Plenty of gas for some reason. But
I want to see one movie where the dystopian future is good. It doesn't feel like it would sell very well. Probably
There's nothing inherently dramatic about that, apparently.
It's like, hey, turns out all working really hard to save the planet worked.
It worked. Woo, we win.
It's like a half an hour movie.
Yeah.
It's like mostly just credits. Yeah. It's mostly just
Still, it'd be nice.
It would be. It's going to be nice to celebrate all of you coming up with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. That's on the way right here on the morning show at WFHR.
Put the flavor back in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. They may be a small town diner with a quaint menu, but the flavors here are big. Start your day right with El Cafe's Irish Benedict, consisting of poached eggs topped with sliced corned beef on an English muffin covered in hollandaise sauce. Yum. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversaries Club, so tune in for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe and put some fiesta into your special day.
Everyone likes a clean, comfortable seat. If you're at the movies or a concert, you wouldn't sit in a seat covered in sticky soda. No, you want the best seat. It's the same for a porta potty. You want them clean and comfortable for concerts, fairs, sporting events, or job sites. So you call Crockett Septic. They can provide porta potty rentals and reliable service to ensure a clean and comfortable experience. Crockett Septic can handle all your porta potty rentals. Call Crockett Septic now at 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Let's Talk Real Estate welcomes our new host, David Farmbrough, your trusted realtor with Coldwell Banker. Do you have questions about buying a house? Well, April is National Fair Housing Month, focusing on fairness and equality in real estate. Join us on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM on WFHR every second Tuesday at 3:30 PM. Don't let information about real estate get muddy and lose sleep. Join David with Let's Talk Real Estate, a show made for every home buyer.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high of 60. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night into Wednesday with rain heavy at times, up to an inch or more possible from tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
It's time to do some celebrating with the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Our friends over at El Cafe are waiting for you. Treat yourself. Head on over there right now. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. Check out maybe their chicken dumpling special they have today.
Yum.
Or the Greek scrambler on pita.
PETA.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. What was that, Melissa? No,
sorry. I was...
she was drooling was in the background.
Drooling about chicken dumpling because it's probably my favorite soup. But then you said what?
A Greek scrambler on PETA. That sounds
something
really
even
good.
Better.
That sounds. Yeah. I'll meet you there, Melissa. I'll meet you there. Okay. This will be good.
Seth, you got this.
Yeah, right. You got the show.
Finally.
You're fine.
Here's, it's all mine.
Here's the paperwork. All right, I'm leaving now, Melissa. So if you leave in if you wait another 5-10 minutes, then you'd probably meet there on time. We encourage you to head on over to El Cafe, everybody.
That's great, what we're great, saying, really.
Great place. Encourage you to do so. And, of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you. Info@WFHR.com. You can email us to them there. You can send them to us there. Or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Reach any of our staff using that kind of way. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Feel free to do so. And call up.
Yeah.
That's right. 715-424-2600.
Love hearing from all of you. Love when you are able to join us during the hour and celebrate these birthdays live and with us. We have a lot of fun with that. So please feel free to do so, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
We have two possible qualifiers on our list. Seth, I need a one or a two.
One today.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Pam's nephew, Matthew Hilke.
Hey, happy birthday, Matthew.
Sorry, Matthew, you are not able to qualify because your mom is the heart of this. Your aunt is the heart of this station.
That's right.
So we really, but we really wish you a happy birthday, Matthew.
Yes,
enjoy
we
your
do.
Day.
Absolutely.
Have a great day, Matt. And we wish a happy birthday to Amber Grice.
Happy birthday, Amber.
Happy birthday, Amber.
Enjoy your day, Amber. Hope it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And celebrating their anniversary. We don't have a number here, so we're just going to go ahead and say a wonderful anniversary and happy anniversary to Bruce and Carlene Rosenthal.
Oh, happy birthday, Bruce and Carly.
Yeah, congratulations.
I hope you guys have a fantastic anniversary. Wonderful, wonderful day to you both. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. I want more anniversaries. Get more of them to us, everybody. We love celebrating with you.
Wait, they got married on tax day?
Oh, that's rough.
Wow. Now, that's an interesting story. I'd like to hear how they ended up being married on tax day.
I want to hear that story.
Yeah, me too.
I want to hear that story. And actually, you know, I mean, talk about a reason to look forward to tax day. That would give you a reason to look forward to
taxes.
But
it's our anniversary.
The only one.
That's nice. Some celebrity birthdays we dive into right now, like Macy Williams is 27, Arya Stark on Game of Thrones. Stole that show from everybody. There were some legendary actors on there and some incredible thespians on that show. And that young lady stole every single scene she was in my opinion, just my opinion. I was blown away. I don't even know if I would have kept watching Game of Thrones if it wasn't for a couple of the actors that were so impressive to me. And she is number one on that list.
Very cool.
I'm hopeful that she doesn't get tired of acting or something like that and continues to work, because I would love to see her in her 30s, her 40s. I'd love to see what she could do working constantly on the craft. She's actually been in a couple music videos and done some incredible acting in those. She's just a heck of a young lady. Heck of an actor.
And she's actually got a pretty impressive IMDb page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And another great young actor, not as young anymore, but young when we met her, Emma Watson is 34. Hermione is 34, everybody.
Wow.
Bella on the live-action Beauty and the Beast. Emma Watson still works quite a bit, but she's not working as much. I don't know if she, there's a couple of actors from the Harry Potter series, but you hear this from young actors from time to time. They love acting, but they don't love the business.
Oh, yes. Yes, and she's been involved in many other things. I mean, if you could just look up just what she does, I mean, she's involved in so much stuff. And then she acts when she wants to, kind of thing. So, yeah.
I've been tinkering on something and working with a couple of teachers at Second City to work on possibly a director's cut episode about the shift that so many big-name actors are making to theater. There's more and more of that. And it's not just Broadway. we're talking independent theaters, community theaters.
Right.
We're seeing more and more of that.
Mm-hmm. which is cool.
I hear this with athletes growing up a lot around my dad, that you have a passion and a love for something, and then you find out about the business part of it. and I think this is not me judging others or their or love or anything like that. But I do think that you find out if you really love this game or not, doing this. Radio is no different. Radio, a lot of the time you find that out in radio because you start out with no paycheck. You start out making nothing.
Right.
And you if you really love the job, job, you find out if you want to stick with it or not. Mm-hmm. That's not to say, well, if you loved it, you would have stayed with it. Not everybody can. Mm-hmm. There are different factors to those things.
Right.
But it really does show you, hey, are you in it for the fame or are you in it because you love this craft? You love this skill to doing this and
right,
stuff.
Right, right, right.
Seth Rogen is 42. So many movies, so many things we can mention.
Yes.
He is done a lot of voice acting over the years. Pumbaa in the Lion King remake, Mantis in the Kung Fu Panda movies. One of the greatest laughs you'll hear in entertainment. I would not be surprised if we were watching an interview with Seth Rogen and all of a sudden he did one of those unzipping things. He unzipped his face and all that. And yep. He was a Muppet.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise
he's
me.
He's actually a Muppet.
It wouldn't surprise me. I enjoy Seth Rogen. I think he's great. And as he jokes around, not a lot of Jewish Canadians. Not a lot. He's representing a very niche market right there. Luke Evans is 45. Gaston in Beauty and the Beast. The Bard in the Hobbit movies. Dracula in Dracula Untold. Owen in the Fast and the Furious movies. Luke Evans is a good actor.
Man. He's working.
Yeah,
he's doing lots of work.
I like him. He's a good actor. Chris Stapleton is 46 today, country music superstar.
Oh, okay.
We are playing Tennessee Whiskey for him over on the Sunrise Show. Mm. He was fantastic on Saturday Night Live this weekend. Like, he was really good on there. Not only, obviously, performing live, he's very good at that, but he did a sketch and he was in some stuff and seemed to have a good time. Seems to be really enjoying life.
You know, one of the things about doing this show all the time, or doing this segment, is you realize people that are the same age as you, and I'm the same age as Chris Stapleton. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's crazy when that happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ed O'Brien is 56, a band member from Radiohead. Fantastic band member.
Mm-hmm.
Linda Perry is 59. Linda Perry, of course, lead singer from Four Non Blondes.
Fabulous songwriter. Oh,
yes.
She's been behind the scenes in so many acts. She's worked with Katy Perry. She's worked, I can't list them all, but she's an amazing songwriter.
Songwriting partners with Ariana Grande, Dolly Parton, Wanda Day, Adele, Krista Hillhouse.
Yes.
She wrote What's Up, of course, the Four Non Blondes big hit, but also Pink's Let's Get the Party Started. Christina Aguilera is beautiful, and she is married to Sarah Gilbert. I didn't know that. Oh, that's interesting.
Was, I think.
Oh, was married. I'm sorry.
Ended in 2021.
Yikes. But, wow, they got to update this. Dang.
Yeah, no kidding.
I apologize, Jason. And another legendary actress, Emma Thompson, is 65 today. Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast. Everybody in Beauty and the Beast birthdays today.
Emma and Emma. Yeah. They both have the same birthday. Yeah, yeah. That's kind of cool. I didn't know that.
So much.
Yeah, Emma Thompson's great.
I actually just watched Nanny McPhee last night.
So many kids enjoyed that one. Of course, the woman who wrote Mary Poppins and all that's a very good one. She was also in the Harry Potter movies, Emma Thompson. I just realized
She's with the other Emma, too, yeah.
She's in all this stuff.
I love how she plays she's not afraid to play characters where she is, like, not necessarily the villain, but she doesn't. She's not pretty. She's a gorgeous woman.
Mm-hmm.
I this is years ago. I got to see if I can find it. But when the Nanny McPhee, I think, first came out or something, it was one of the movies where she did, and she played a character with a bunch of makeup on and all that. And they were asking her about that. And she was saying how it was a man interviewing her. And she looked at him and she said, I don't know if you'll understand this or something like that, but there's power there's a power in taking control of your appearance and taking control of these things and not being controlled by them. Or something.
That's
it was
really
so
cool.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I was just watching because I like her. And I like hearing interviews where I didn't expect to be blown away. Or she's not just a great actor and all that. She's got a heck of a brain. Like, she's a really incredible, smart person. Let's see. And then some people no longer with us, like the great Roy Clark, born on this day in 1933. Hee-haw superstar. We had Hee-haw as our
last week.
Last Friday as our
good old
star
Roy Clark.
Of the day.
Oh, man, he's great.
Yeah, some impressive stuff when you look at Roy Clark's career. Elizabeth Montgomery, born on this day in 1933, passed away in 95. Samantha Stevens on Bewitched.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
Sam.
Nicely done. Nice. And I think, you know, whether you realize it or not, one of your biggest influences out there, everybody, because no matter who you were influenced by, they were influenced by Leonardo da Vinci, who was born on this day in 1452, passed away in 1519.
Yeah.
Almost every single creative person for decades, for centuries, has been influenced by Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes.
His notebook is a work of... It's poetry. It's poetry. It's incredible.
It's art, incredible. It's science. It's all everything.
Yeah. In innovative one book. Thinking.
Oh yeah.
It's very, very far ahead of his time.
At this point in the game, there are few people who were not influenced by him, from Shakespeare to just a million different voices, a million different people that we could bring up and talk about. And so at this point, chances are anybody that has influenced you was influenced by Leonardo da Vinci.
At some point, at some point, yeah.
I don't think that there are many people, individuals in history we can say that about.
But have that kind of influence, yeah. It's true.
He's also pretty generally well-loved.
Yeah, yeah. There's not a lot of that with a lot of historical people either, though.
But, no, because we always hear like, oh, they did these amazing things, but as a person, they were kind of
they were a jerk. Yeah, right.
By all rights, everything that has ever been written or said about Da Vinci, not only a good person, somebody that believed in sharing a lot of these ideas. Mm-hmm. Da Vinci was a big believer in, oh, I don't need the credit. It doesn't need to be a brought to you by Da Vinci. You know, it doesn't need to be that stuff.
It was big on branding, yeah.
Hey, I got this cool idea. What do you guys think?
That's the way I don't know. I love, those are the kind of creative people I like working with.
I don't know if he was a Renaissance man enough that he used the word cool, but maybe.
I do like that.
In fact, he was so good. He somehow, even though he had some pretty crazy ideas, didn't get the church mad at him. And I'm not sure how he did that, pulled that off, but you know.
There's a podcast that I listened to, Our Fake History, and they got into that a little bit, and how Da Vinci was also really good at just, I don't want to say schmoozing, but at understanding, hey, I gotta wax this, I gotta rub this wheel, I gotta kind of, you know.
He was diplomatic. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
And he had tact.
Yes, exactly.
We one more time wish a happy birthday to Pam's nephew, Matthew Hilke.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Matthew.
Happy birthday to Amber, and a happy anniversary to our qualifiers, Bruce and Carlene Rosenthal.
Congratulations. Happy birthday anniversary. Celebrate it all.
Enjoy. Yeah. Enjoy.
Head over to El Cafe.
Yes. Get on over to El Cafe right now, over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish him a great day from all of us here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A statue honoring the first black woman elected to statewide office in Wisconsin is going up in front of the state capitol building in Madison this summer. The project got final approval Friday. Vell Phillips was elected Wisconsin's Secretary of State in 1978. The O.J. Simpson murder trial 30 years ago had a lasting impact on the way Americans consume news. Commentators became a fixture of trial coverage, and they're still used to interpret current events to this day.
It also meant that people could suspend their critical thinking to a certain extent, and I believe we're still seeing that today. The rise of social media has only made it easier.
Jane Kirkley teaches media studies at the University of Minnesota. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. It's National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week in Wisconsin Rapids. Mayor Shane Blazer proclaimed April 14th through the 20th to honor public safety telecommunicators for dedicating their lives to public safety and serving the community. They are the first and most critical contact people have with emergency services. They provide a vital link for police officers and firefighters by monitoring their activities by radio, providing them with information, and ensuring their safety. There's a job, resource, and transfer fair tomorrow at Midstate. It will take place at the Wisconsin Rapids campus from 1 to 5 in the Midstate Gymnasium in the E building. Employers will be there with job openings, the resource section provides career counseling and more, and there will be multiple universities on site to assist people in transitioning between educational programs or careers. Everyone is welcome tomorrow at Midstate from 1 to 5. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with an embarrassing loss to the Magic, 113-88. Too many missed shots, says Doc Rivers.
I think we're up 9. And I think we had 10 or 11 straight possessions. And we may have scored once, may not have scored any of them. You know, I talked about it at halftime. I talked about it before the game. That's just something we have to catch ourselves. We have to be better. That's not what we've done in the past, but that's what we have to do in the future if we want to be a good basketball team.
The Bucks finished the regular season with a record of 19-20 since Doc Rivers took over as head coach in January. Up next, they will host the Pacers Sunday in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Milwaukee 1-4 against Indiana this year. Baseball, the Brewers lost 6-4 in Baltimore Sunday, but won the weekend series 2-1. The crew just 2-for-17 with runners in scoring position yesterday.
We've been hitting with runners in scoring position as good as you could ever ask for, you know, 10 or 12 games, and today we didn't.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. They host the Padres tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it seems you are being asked to donate pretty often these days, Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says you probably are, and she's hearing from residents about it.
They're getting aggressive calls, they're getting mailers in the mail asking for donations, and they want to know where their money is going.
Schiller says ask questions and understand the difference between a political action committee 527 and a nonprofit charity.
You have to really pay attention to name confusion. The use of the words police and firefighter, veterans, cancer. The name of the organization does not necessarily mean that the charity is engaged in these issues. And I think that's the important thing to remember.
Find more information at bbb.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high of 60. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night into Wednesday with rain. Heavy at times, up to an inch or more possible from tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Welcome back, everybody.
We're very well done.
Morning okay. show here on WFHR. Locally grown radio.
Seth, you need to stop hitting James.
His timing was perfect.
I know. We had it just right on the beat, man.
Right into the song. Fit right in. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Monday out there. Thanks for hanging out with us on this tax day, and that's what we're diving into right now.
All right.
The deadline to file your taxes is today.
Today.
If you're doing them last minute, we will keep you company.
Working furiously on them right now.
And it's not like we're going to say a bunch of numbers while you're trying to do math. We're either 35, 32.
65.
You guys are mean.
Well, to be fair, if they're listening to us while they're trying to do their taxes, I don't know if
And it's
really
tax day.
It is the smartest idea.
3.5 months.
My first, how I got over at Second City is the silliest story you're going to hear. But I was struggling. I wasn't doing that good. And I went up on stage and I had to come up with a character right there, right then. And no time, nothing. Go up there, do it just by yourself. You don't have anybody to work from. And I'm up there and I'm in doing this in Chicago, so my brain immediately goes to my youth and hanging around my uncle and a lot of my family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I came from a little bit of an Italian family, so we'll just leave it at that. And a lot of nicknames. Everybody in the mob, everybody in the Italian family's got nicknames and all that.
Right,
and everything.
Right, right.
And I start thinking of, well, what's a weird one? What's a silly one? And for some reason, Joey Numbers pops up in my head. And it's just a guy who can't every time, you know, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing okay, 45. Like after everything he says a number. I had that character brought back a dozen times.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And I would say around January or February, I had a student ask to bring him back, and I brought him back, and I brought him back. And it was Joey Numbers. Now I want to do Joey Numbers doing his taxes, though. I never thought of that one.
Got a new bit to work on.
It's a good one. According to a new survey for tax day, 47% of us procrastinate or delay doing our taxes. The average person spends 8 hours just stressing about it each year. 43% of us will spend more time avoiding them than it would take time to buckle down and actually get them done.
Mm-hmm.
So stop delaying or file for an extension to keep procrastinating for another 6 months.
There you go.
This is interesting. So this procrastinating, all this stuff, it actually, you know, and like they say here, it would take about as much time to get them done as we do spending procrastinating.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do we do this with criminals? Like the amount of thought and time it takes to pull this hustle off or whatever, and then they get caught, of course. And we're like, well, God, if you put that much time and effort into actually finding a job, you might actually, you know, be able to make a living and be free.
It's kind of funny. Yeah, right.
The amount of times we do these kind of things as human beings, you know, is just mind-boggling and not surprising at all.
And we're all guilty of it, I think, at some point. You know, there's just something we don't want to do. We know we have to. And we just put a, I don't want to, you know.
I don't think procrastinating is just a, I think that it is something that literally every human being can relate to.
I think
some
so.
Are worse at it than others.
We've all done it.
We've all been there.
At one
yeah.
point or another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. I mean, as you're a kid, I don't want to take a bath. I don't want to take a bath.
Right.
Don't want to pick up these two things off the floor.
Yes. Yeah, right. It would take you 10 minutes to clean your room, but you've been up there for an hour just complaining.
Complaining about cleaning your room, right.
I just want to get through this level. Saving a couple bucks won't make up for all that money you may have forked to the government, or may not, but a bunch of places have tax day deals today. So you're kind of having some fun with the
day.
I personally like when people do these kind of things. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily a day we celebrate, but hey, here's some things to look forward to kind of thing. Like that couple with their celebrating their anniversary today.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Krispy Kreme is getting most of the press for their buy one, get one dozen deal. Buy a dozen donuts at full price and you get a second dozen for just the sales tax. No matter the state, that's over 90% off. They say they also did it last year.
Wow, that's actually a decent deal. Yeah,
that is.
We gotta send a shout out to Krispy Kreme. I don't know anybody who overall does deals better than Krispy Kreme. Like every time they come up, they're doing something, and it seems to be user friendly. You know, it works well with their customers. And
great PR, first of all.
Yes.
And second of all, I mean, donuts are not that expensive to make.
Yeah.
Especially when you have the conveyor. I mean, they have the whole system where they do it. And some of the stores, you can watch them actually make them.
Yeah.
And, but I mean, yeah. I mean, it's like, dude, we have something that's pretty cheap here. We can do stuff like this. It's not a big deal.
Plus, they're donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Krispy Kreme donuts are really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so good.
They're kind of scary how good they are.
Yeah, it's true.
It's funny.
It's a good thing I don't live near one.
making the donuts made me think of a different company, but the old commercial of, time to make the donuts.
Yep.
Yes. Grubhub has a $15 off deal for April 15th. Spend at least $25 and use the code TAXBREAK on a qualifying orders. That one's limited to the first 1,000 people who use it, though.
That's,
I hate when they do those things.
I know.
Yeah.
Come on.
BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse has a $10.40 deal, $10 off any $40 purchase. California Pizza Kitchen has a similar one with a $10.40.
Okay.
Dave and Buster's has 50% off all food between today and April 28th if you're a rewards member. White Castle has 15% off for April 15th if you use the code. If you use a code with them, and competitor Crystal has a buy one get one slider deal. Who's Crystal? What is this?
Apparently a White Castle.
They're like White Castle a lot. Yeah.
What foolishness am I seeing here of quote unquote competitor for White Castle? White Castle has no competitor.
There really isn't.
There
because
is no competitor.
No one wants to compete with them.
This is partially true, but yes, but you can't.
I actually know people who that is their favorite restaurant.
Absolutely. Yeah. I got relatives that's the only place they will eat fast food. They will not eat fast food anywhere but White Castle.
Yes. I have nothing against White Castle. Good stuff.
I've never eaten there.
I don't know if there's really any even taste to a slider. I love them.
Well, they put the onions on, man.
Yeah,
the onions make it pretty good.
Only thing I eat with onions on it. The only thing I eat
is a White Castle burger.
Yeah.
If you didn't, there wouldn't be. You're right. I don't think there'd be any flavor.
And I don't even know if I taste the onions, to be honest. I don't even know if I do. I don't even know if I really know it. If somebody, I've eaten probably more White Castle hamburgers than any other hamburger possibly, and I could not tell you what they taste like.
Here's something that I don't know what this says about it. You can go, at the store, they have frozen White Castle things you can heat up. They taste exactly the same.
It's insane. They do.
Exactly the same.
It's the only product like that.
Yes.
Any other product you buy from a restaurant you buy from home kind of thing doesn't taste anything like
it. Nope.
Somehow, those taste exactly
I'm not sure what that means. says about White Castle Burgers, but...
We will get to a timeout here. We'll love to hear from you guys, though. Not only about tax deals, if you hear of any, or if there's any local businesses in town here that are doing that, please feel free to call us up, whether you advertise with us or not. We'd love to hear from you. And maybe you might want to advertise with us. but feel free to reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. We'll come back, and we'll have some more fun on the morning show. We're going to get in. When we come back, I want to get into this the 5-day work week. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR.
To everyone who can't get enough bacon, we're cooking up something savory for you at Culver's. If you thought our cooked-to-order Bacon Deluxe couldn't get any better, wait until you get a taste of it with our new thick-cut bacon. It's savory, it's smoky, with just a hint of sweetness. Try it on the Bacon Deluxe, or add it to all your Culver's favorites. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an Earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks. Your hometown radio refreshed.
The morning show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high of 60. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night into Wednesday with rain. Heavy at times, up to an inch or more possible from tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Gable. Currently, it's 51.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. We are looking forward to taking you to the top of the hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, we will kick things off with the kitchens open. Looking forward to that.
Yay.
An important conversation we'll be having with that one. And afterwards, we'll have some entertainment news, then I write stories, good stories of the day, plenty more we'll get into. I want to get into this one, though, and this is kind of like part 20 of our continuing series of 4-day work weeks.
Yeah.
Was your 2-day weekend long enough, or could you really use a third day off right now? A new poll of 100 CEOs found 30% are seriously thinking about shifting away from the 5-day work week now.
Wow.
So, again, poll of 100 CEOs found 30% of them looking towards going away from that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how many said that they're considering a 4-day or 4.5-day week.
Okay.
4.5 usually means Friday or a half day, depending on your job.
Right, right.
A lot of us would even be willing to work the same number of hours to make it happen. So more hours in the day.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Longer days.
A poll in November asked people if they'd be willing to work 10-hour days, 4 days a week. 77% said it would have a positive impact on their life, including almost half who said extremely positive.
Okay.
A lot of businesses, especially in the textile industry and that, are going to the 3-day work week, where you do 12, work 3 days, work 12 hours, get a couple days off kind of thing.
Yeah, right. Get a longer period of time off. Right?
A lot of factories have always done that kind of work. A lot of night shift jobs do that kind of work. So it's not like we haven't proven that we can do this and it can work.
Yeah. My brother-in-law is a police officer, and I believe they do a 6-on-3 off kind of thing. And those are normal 8-hour days, but they have a little extended, and then they have an extended break too. So, yeah.
How much of this have we been doing this way just because we have always been doing it this way?
I think a lot of it
in our life.
Yeah,
our parents and our grandparents' lifetime.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's just that. Yeah. That, I mean, that's my what I'm thinking here.
Exactly.
Because when I hear from CEOs or when I hear from just individuals, you know, even local owners of companies and businesses and stuff, that so many of them sound like they forgot what it's like to work.
Mm.
So many. Well, you got to do this. You got to do that. Mm. You got to. They don't. There's no self accountability. There, I don't remember the last time I heard a CEO go up there and say, well, I did this wrong. I did this wrong. When all we're taught is everything starts from the top.
Mm.
Like,
that's a good point.
We're taught that from Business 101, mm-hmm. Like almost in grade school, we are taught that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet when we hear from these CEOs, every single one of them, as soon as they open their mouths, they become a soundbite and say something knuckleheadish or something yep. like that.
Yeah.
So I actually find it an improvement just that they're even talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if in our lifetimes we're going to see it. I think we will. I believe we will. But
we're seeing it in other countries already.
Yeah, it's starting to get more prevalence elsewhere. So, I mean, it'll mm-hmm. be interesting to see. The fact that we have that number, that 30, which is 30% of 100 is 30 CEOs. But
surprising number, honestly.
Yeah, it is. But I'm going to go back to what James said, okay? It's one of those things where, you know, it's like, we've done it. Why? Because this is the way we've always done it kind of thing. These were decisions that were made. This is not an organic thing, okay? The eight-hour day, the five-day-a-week, 40-hour work week is not something that's in nature. It's not something that just appears. This is something that was created by decisions. These were decisions that were made. So we can change those, everybody. They can be changed.
As you watch the Willy Wild Goose go around on its eight-hour work day.
I love the idea of the animals doing that. I'm done.
You know? I like the idea we learned it from
punch
animals.
My clock.
Yeah.
Like animals work eight-hour work day. Yeah, I like that.
You know, that was created from what was it before? You work from sun up to sundown.
Yep, exactly.
Because that's the daylight hours.
People and had to fight like heck to change that. Yep.
They did. And people died to change that.
Yeah. Let's hear what you have to say. Good morning. You're on the air.
You want to hear what I say?
Yeah. Sure, we do.
Yeah.
Well, where would you rather have your day off? Would you want it on Friday or Monday?
Or does it matter? In the end, if you get used to a four-day work week, does it matter?
I'm 47. It doesn't matter to me. you asked me 20 years ago, I'd say Friday.
Friday, woo, yeah.
Now it's like,
whatever. It's
like, what would you prefer?
You know, that's the thing. Okay, so you say your Thursday will be your Friday, but then so you got Monday. But then if you have Monday off, then you're like, oh, I hate Tuesdays.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah,
I hate, you know,
yes. It would just switch the day, right?
Yeah. I think a lot of us do that, whether it's in our teens or in our 20s, when some of those first jobs we work, our weekend becomes a different time of the week.
Exactly.
Because of our shift or what have you.
Yeah.
But for you, man, and where you're in this world, do you think that this is realistic? Do you think that something like this could actually happen in our lifetimes? The whole going to a four-day work week, that being normalized?
On some industries,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think some industries you can. Others, I mean, transportation. I really don't think you're going to be able to do that. I mean, the UPS postal. I mean, it just I don't think it could. It can go
right. Convenience stores, grocery stores.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly. So, but I think if you're looking at you know lawyers. City worker. I mean, city workers, you probably get away with it unless Mother Nature really screws that up a little bit.
Like the traditional white collar jobs. Yeah.
But I don't think you could really do it in blue. I mean, you see it. You do see it with some factory work. You know how they, like you said, they do their shift different. They three on, two off, two on, three off. You know that type of deal.
I want to send a shout out to 89.9 WSBT and the great weekend they had with their trivia. Listened to it quite a bit this weekend. They did a really good job. Some of those DJs were on the air for like hours and hours and hours. And I'd never thought about this before, but what if they tried to do that with our job? We're on the air for 12 hours at a shift. Or something
forget
like that.
It. No.
Like, oh my God,
that would be painful to listen to. That would be awful.
I can't imagine hour 8.
No,
that's like
forget it, man.
We're talking weather again, everybody. Did we go over the temps yet? Here's the temps again. Temps every 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's all it is. No. Now it's all weather radio now.
There's certain industries, as you were saying, I don't think that would work very well with. But I appreciate the feedback, as always. You get a chance, call us for Playmakers later.
Oh, yeah, we'll do.
Appreciate you. Have a great morning, man.
Yeah.
Have a great morning. Now that's an interesting part of this, I think, of thinking of the industries that could and couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And if almost any industry could do this if they had enough people.
Ah.
That's the thing.
That's the rub. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And why do people not work for certain businesses, certain companies? Most of the time it has to do with pay.
Mm-hmm.
And them offering minimum wage.
Yep.
So I'm just had an epiphany here, and I can't believe this, and I'm so glad I'm on the air to be able to share the word. And please spread the word about this, everybody. Maybe we should raise minimum wage.
Boom. Wow.
Boom.
Just here, ladies and gentlemen. You witnessed it.
Yeah, I thought of that. Yeah. Every once in a while.
Thanks for solving all our problems,
he's
James.
So good at it.
You're welcome, everybody.
Society. Takes his victory lap. I love it.
I had a friend joking with. We were watching the NFL when they first started putting the end racism in the end zone and everything.
Yeah, right.
And he's African American, and we're watching the game and stuff. And he's like, "Well, racism solved."
Fixed that problem.
Yeah. Hey, no problems
we
now.
Work on from there. We can work past that. All right. Let's solve.
Thanks, NFL.
Else now. If only
it were
so
that
simple.
Easy.
I don't know. I'm excited about the fact that we're talking about this as much as we are, because as silly as this may sound, it was about 2 years ago when the three of us first started talking about this, and at that time it was laughable, the idea of it happening. So
and now
just
it's actually being implemented in other countries
in a lot of places.
Yes, So I don't think we do this enough in life. Let's take the win. Let's take some positive from this.
Yeah.
Let's try to focus on that part of it.
Right.
There are certainly a lot of negatives we can focus on, but
now I do want to put out there for the people that are worried about James specifically and his workaholism. Even if he didn't have to work, 5 days a week here, he'll fill the time with something.
Oh,
we know he will find something to fill the time with. No. Working, he'll find a job. He'll find something more to do. So just relax, everyone. It's okay. James will be busy.
Thank you.
No matter what.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Just want to put it out there. People worry about you.
There is an overwhelming fear for people out there. Can't do this. I broke. I broke in part. It's not my fault though, because I was looking at our next story.
Oh, okay.
And our next story, I defy any of you to look at the pictures from this story and not smile or laugh or what have you. We have one more eclipse story for everybody. One unusual solar eclipse spectator who watched the sun disappear in Arkansas is going viral for her particular tiny pair of protective glasses and her feathered form. Ted Fenley of Amity watched the eclipse Monday with his pet chicken, Gertrude. Gertrude was in his arms wearing her own pair of eclipse protection glasses that he made.
Oh, my gosh.
Fenley's sister, Caroline, snapped a photo of the scene and posted it on social media, earning Gertrude several new fans. Fenley told the local TV station there that Gertrude was so excited by her first solar eclipse that she laid an egg during the event.
Oh my
goodness.
Funny.
The brother and sister said that they attempted to outfit their cows with eclipse glasses so that they could also enjoy the rare phenom, but the animals weren't interested in donning eyewear.
No, for some reason. Cows not interested in sunglasses. I don't know why.
However, hats, love them. I just love this story.
You know what? It just shows you sometimes animals are smarter.
Yeah.
than people because Gertie, I call her Gertie.
Yeah.
Yes. She's, you know, normally they don't look up at the sun.
Right.
Yes. Right? Cows, as far as I know, don't just randomly, oh, there's the sun. You know, I don't know why cows sound like that. But well, it's their hats. It keeps the sun out of their eyes. That's what it is.
Think about how many animals can't look up. It's got to be crazy for an animal that doesn't traditionally look like rabbits. You know, they don't necessarily look up very often. No. Once they finally do, that's got to be pretty mind-blowing.
That's going to be scary, too. Yeah. What is that?
What? Wait a minute. Where's the roof?
But I have a question for you guys. What is our obsession with putting glasses on animals? Yes,
you're so right. I don't know. I really don't know. What is our obsession with humanizing animals?
I don't think
putting clothes
on
them.
I don't want to delve into that too far. I really don't. I'm worried.
How do you guys feel about giving an animal like Melissa did, naming her cat Kevin, that kind of thing? I know
wasn't my choice.
No, yeah, no, we know.
That is good. That is part important. Yep. Mention though, because I know people that lose their minds when they meet an animal that has a human sounding name or has a human name,
right?
Bill or something like that.
Bill the cat.
You can't name your dog Bill.
Oh wait,
you can't do that.
I like Bill the cat. What am I talking about?
I love Bill the cat.
Bruce the cow He's a pretty good follow on Instagram.
Some people don't like that. I don't think that there's anything wrong with it. But
I think we should name our people after animals instead.
Yes.
Have you met Fido, my
son?
Your
new name is Spot.
Yeah.
Yes. We're going to break
Can
off
I
of
be
that.
Mittens?
Yes, you're mittens.
Yeah, you're mittens now. You're mittens.
We'll come back.